Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:15 in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 1st of October. Today, the US political scene will be entertained by the vice presidential debate. This is not likely to do very much for financial markets. Investors care about policy details, and it seems unlikely that the vice presidential debate will add policy details. Neither campaign wants to give much policy detail. The Harris campaign has been careful to avoid giving out too many specifics, and on the few occasions where the Trump campaign has given policy specifics, markets don't believe the candidate. It's very unlikely that the vice presidential debate will change probabilities around the election. It's widely considered, for example, that former Vice President Quayle lost their debate and was not highly regarded as a vice presidential candidate, and yet former US President Bush Jr. still won the election. What does matter to investors, because sadly it must matter to investors, are the comments of US Federal Reserve Chair Powell. Powell signalled that interest rates would be adjusted at a more moderate pace, with two further quarter point rate cuts this year. This is not especially surprising. No one really believes Powell's previous assertion that the Fed was not late in cutting rates. The quarter point reduction was a scramble to catch up with inflation. After a somewhat undignified start, we're still seeing the Fed scrambling to catch up, but with a veneer of dignity to it. Economic data should support the idea of a steady but moderate pace of easing, particularly labour market data. There are a couple of Fed speakers scheduled later today. Japan's Tonkon survey of business sentiment came in a little mixed, but generally erring towards the slightly positive during the third quarter. Sentiment, of course, always needs to be treated with caution, and there is the added uncertainty of political risk creeping into Japan at the moment. The gains were relatively marginal, and for the larger service sector companies, there were actually declines in sentiment. Normally, sentiment data can be dismissed, but the Tonkon survey, conducted as it is by the central bank, has a little more credibility than private sector polls. In Europe, the Netherlands saw a little less disinflation than had been expected in September, but inflation rates are still slowing. This follows from more disinflation than expected coming out of Germany and a general trend across the Euro empire for inflation rates to slow. There will be a pontification of ECB speakers on the agenda today as well. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.